Moncrief on News Talk.
The World Athletics Championships in Tokyo had only been on for a few hours before a world record was broken by Mondo Duplantis in the pole vault. But the shoes he was wearing are slightly unusual. They're called claw shoes, developed by Puma, who we were hearing about earlier on, from Connor Pope. Cathal Doheny is a sports journalist in Tokyo right now. Cathal, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So describe what these shoes look like.
They essentially look a bit strange. Yeah, it's hard to describe them. I'd say to people, maybe Google them. But essentially, the spike plate, which is the hard plate that's on the bottom of the shoe that athletes wear, that's hard. It's normally made of carbon fiber. And the top part, the upper part of the sole, obviously is made of kind of a soft fabric. And where that, on a normal shoe, obviously, that lips around the front of your toes. And with the claw shoe, basically the spike plate juts out over the front of your the foot, and it just is an extra little lip over the edge. So it looks a little strange, but it's like a little mini effect of what we used to remember from, say, Oscar Pistorius, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and the carbon fiber blades that he used to run on, the prosthesis. And it's kind of that effect, essentially, that Puma have developed here with this kind of technology. And it's very groundbreaking. It started off in their spikes, but it's been widened out, and it starts to be used as well in their marathon shoes. And there's lots of records falling there as well. And some testing coming out that Puma does now have the most efficient marathon shoe on the market.
Okay.
And people are saying that this claw is one of the reasons.
Yeah, now it looks a bit, to me, it looks a bit like a tooth sticking out of the front of the, a black tooth sticking out of the front of the shoe. Why does it give now? And we're talking about tiny margins because those things are very important to the top level athletes. Why does it make them a little bit quicker?
Essentially what it does is it's almost like it lengthens the length of your foot, essentially, in terms of the amount of time. See, ground contact time is a huge sort of metric that sprinters and athletes would be looking for. And classically, you would want your foot to be on the ground for the minimum amount of time as a sprinter, or, you know, like Mondo Duplantis as a pole vaulter, that generates the most speed. However, Karsten Warholm, who's, you know, the best 400 meter hurdler in the world, former Olympic champion, world record holder, he was actually shooting a commercial up in Norway. And I was speaking to him at an event earlier this year, and him and his coach, Leif Olive Alnes, were heavily involved with Puma in the development of this spike. And they were looking at him basically running on a super high speed camera. And they noticed that as his foot was leaving the ground at that final toe off moment, there was a bit of movement. It was basically scraping across the track. And what they did is they actually experimented and hammered some nails through the front of his spike to basically provide a bit of traction. And to stop that little bit of movement, which of course was wasted energy. So that's how it started, with nails being hammered through the front of the spike. And then working with Puma, they developed this, the claw, that I suppose to the average person, it looks like, if anyone's seen that old James Bond movie From Russia with Love, where the villain, the female villain, has the spike that comes out of the front of her shoe. It kind of looks a bit like that. And that's the reason that Mondo Duplantis only deploys this shoe when he's going to those higher heights, because he has actually cut himself at times with his arm when he's jumping over that pole.
Yeah, but I think they wrapped a little bit of plastic around or something so he won't cut the legs off himself.
Exactly, yeah, because he very much does tuck himself into a ball kind of halfway through his jump, and then he explodes upwards and out of that, and his legs jut out into the air. So it is quite a dangerous and a high efficiency movement, I suppose, he is executing. And yeah, they said it actually is, what they put over it is described as like a condom, basically a little piece of rubber that goes over the top, because it is, like I said, made of metal and it is quite sharp. So
okay, that's a
comfort. Not something you want to be messing around with.
Why isn't everybody wearing them then, Cathal?
Well, essentially, Puma, you know, research and development, these things are kept very secret until they hit the market. This spike only emerged last year, and Karsten Warholm was the only one really to have it. And it came out for the Paris Olympics. And, you know, they're heavily patented. And I would bet money, and talking to Karsten Warholm's coach at an event earlier this year, he was very confident that every other shoe brand will replicate this, and this might be what shoes look like in the future. And that takes a lot of time. They have to kickstart their own research and the design process, and that can take, you know, 18 months, 2 years. But I would expect that other brands will also come out and hit the market with something similar, because what the coach said, Coach Leif, was that the testing they've done very much shows that this improves things like, it lengthens your stride because your foot is basically being propelled that little bit better than it was before. And the biggest metric of all that matters, speed, is that it does have an effect on speed. And we're talking tiny percentages, but at this level, that's what you're looking for.
Though, in the meantime, does that mean that if you're sponsored by Adidas and you have to wear Adidas, that you're going to be at this disadvantage for the next 18 months or 2 years?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm sure the other brands are doing that, but that's the way it's always really been in athletics. One research and design team comes, our research and development team comes up with something new. They're ahead of the game. Nike were ahead of the game for a long time in terms of their marathoners. They had the best super shoes on the road. They were worth a couple of minutes over other brands. Everyone else caught up. And now the testing that's going on, it does seem to be that Puma are currently the leaders, especially when it comes to road shoes and perhaps on the track. But it to's and fro's, but that's the game. It is a technology game, even though it is the most fundamental sport there is.
Yeah, and there's no concern about giving people an unfair advantage, and because this sounds like it's going to turn into a bit of an, you know, footwear arms race.
I suppose there is, but World Athletics have set very strict regulations, and these do comply with those regulations. And you basically can't bring a shoe to market without it going through a prototype, and it has to be approved. And, you know, if you set a world record or you win a major medal, World Athletics can literally, they put your shoes into a bag, they take them back to Monaco and they test them to make sure that they fit the specifications. So all the brands at the moment are working, both in their track spikes and in their road shoes, are working within very strict limitations. And those vary depending on event, depending on distance, whether it's on the road, on the track. But yeah, it is very much an arms race of technology within that, those rules.
Cathal, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Cathal Dennehy there, freelance sports journalist, currently attending reporting on the World Athletics Championship in Tokyo.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.